We're learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuvav Amar Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the top of a Kuvav Amar Aleph, Rabbi Yaakov by Idi. So in the Gemara here, we learned that there might have been a Shema Minah from the Braisa before, that a Kois Pogum is not good, and Rabbi Ashi held it was not a Raya, but either way, everyone agrees that Kois Pogum is no good for Kois Shavracha. What does a Kois Pogum mean? It means if someone drinks out of this cup, then you can't use that Kois anymore for Kois Shavracha. So we're continuing with that sugya of pogum for a few more lines. Rav Yaakov Aidi kopid achatzva begima. Rav Yaakov Aidi was even makbid, even if it was a pitcher, it wasn't mamish, a cup, even a pitcher, someone drank out of the pitcher, the whole pitcher becomes pogum. Rav Aidi Barshesha kopid achatzva begima, he was makbid on a kois that was pogum. Marb Rav Ashi kopid afilo achavisa begima, even on a barrel that's pogum, he was makbid not to use that wine for kosher bracha. Now the Rashbam speaks out, it doesn't mean a huge barrel, because a huge barrel, nothing happens to a huge barrel that will make it pogum, because it's so big, it doesn't make a difference. It means a smaller barrel, there you have pogum. And that's halacha l'mayin, so we're passing that a kosher pogum is not used for kosher bracha. What's halacha b'di eved? So Rashbam speaks out, niu, mainly ele yayin pogum, mekadosh lov de kapit l'chatchil mashma. That it's mashma l'chatchila, only l'chatchila, not b'di'avad. Tosfos has a kasha on this. Them came, why can't I use the same kais for Avdallah and Kiddush? Just drink a little bit for Avdallah and benching, drink a little bit for Avdallah and then use it for benching. So therefore he has a kasha. But he still says at the end that Roy Rashbam lismoch alav shas atchak. If you say mochal Rashbam shas atchak. Now what do you do if you have a kais pogum? So the only eitz is to add a little bit either wine to it, even water. The Mechaber Pasuk Kuf Pei Beis Sivav Yichayim L'Sak Kosh Pogum Adesh Yosifu Ma'at Ma'ayin Vafilu Adesh Yosifu Lov Ma'at Ma'ayin Masak. A little bit of water even works. So if you have a Kosh Pogum, someone drank it, but you add a little wine to it, even a little water to it, it works. The Mizrael Classic put a piece of bread in it, says no, it doesn't work. People used to put a little bread in it. They thought it would work that way. It doesn't work. It has to be a little bit of water or Yayin that would work. That's how it's Pasuk in Shulchan Aruch. And there's another halacha. Now what about if you have a kais pogum, let's make kiddush, and most of the cup's left over. So what do you do with the cup? You want to pour it back into the bottle. Is that a problem or not? Because I'm making the whole bottle pogum now. I'm taking pogum more. I'm making the whole back and use the kiddush anymore. So in Mechav Paskins, that Hichse Yayin shall kais pogum lekankan, Hayayin shall be kankan kosher, because kama bottle. It's because it's bottle in the bigger barrel. My Mishbura says, Zechatchili, you should not do that. It says, "V'dafka b'di'avad avulchila os laskin l'chein noya again lahoisav lof metchila ma'at mekankan." It was that masak, and then you pour back into the wine. So if you want to put wine back into the bottle, first fill up a little wine in and put it back in. That's the halachas quickly of halachas apagum, and that's the chatchila. Yeah, that's chatchila. I mean, you're fixing up the cup. Zok the Gemara vayta Tana Rabbanan. The Brayta says like this. It says in the pasuk, "Zocha es yoyim hashabbos lekadoshoy." It's a postik in the Aseret HaDibros. Zochas Yom Shabbos Akachoy. Zochreyu ala yayin. Remember Shabbos on wine. And this is a mitzvah deraisa to make kiddush. Tosfos speaks out that the part that it's on wine, that's not deraisa, it's only a smachta. First of all, how do we know Zochreyu means ala yayin? So the Tosfos brings down, the postik says in Eshaya, Zichru ki yayin levonoin. There's another postik in Shir Hashirim, Naskir derdecha meyoyin. So you see, Zichira Hashayich is to wine. But the wine part's only the Rabbanim. The rice is a mitzvah of Kiddush, and Masmachta that's done on wine. Eli ala b'yoyim, you only know Kiddush b'yoyim, but Laila m'nayin, how do you know Kiddush at night? Tamaloyim ha'razochas ha'yoyim ha'shabas l'kadshoy. So, the Gemara, the rice is hard to understand. Afraid the Gemara, b'layla m'nayin, adrabe, ikka kedusha b'layla hu. Kaddish. The Ikkar Kaddish is by night, because that's when Shabbos comes in. That's when Shabbos becomes Kaddish, when the beginning of Shabbos. The Kaddish Chilas Yemer by the Kaddish. So first of all, the problem with the Bryce is saying, I know Kiddush by day. I know Kiddush by night. Zochas Yemer Shabbos Kaddish. Ikkar Kaddish is at night, because when night comes in, that's when the Ikkar Kaddish is. Vesu, it says, B'layla M'nayin, Tamalim, V'zochas Yoyim. Tonam Hada Laila, you bring a pasuk about Yoyim, V'kanosvele Krah D'Yimama, Hadi Siv V'zochas Yoyim, anything about the night. If that's what you're trying to bring a riot to, how do you see Mizokha Sayyim? So Zokhti Gemara, Hoch Kamar. Like the Rashbam speaks out, it's not a Chsuri Mech, so you just have to switch around the word Yoyim and Laila in the Braisa. Hoch Kamar. Zokha Sayyim and Shabbos Akacha, which is the Pasuk says, you have to be Mekadish of Shabbos, Zokhrei al Yayim Bechnisosa. Pasuk means when Shabbos comes in, when Shabbos starts, that's when you make Kiddush. Ainli ala Belaila, Braisa says, Ainli Belaila, we know Laila, because that's when Shabbos starts, you have to make Kiddush. B'yoyim minayin, how do you know Kiddush by day? Tam aloymar, zochas yoyim hashavos b'yoyim. Zochas Yom HaShabbos. Zochas Yom HaShabbos. Not clear. Zochas Yom HaShabbos. Even Zochas Yom HaShabbos, you even have to make Kiddush by day. So there's a mitzvah Kiddush by night, and the mitzvah Kiddush by day. The mitzvah Kiddush by day, the Ran speaks out, it's only Midr Abonon. This pasuk is a smachta, so only by night is Kiddush Daraisa. The pasuk that we're being marvah from Zochas Yom HaShabbos, that's the only Midr Abonon, it's only a smachta. The Kiddush by Yom is only Midr Abonon. What's the bracha of Kiddush by Yom? How do you make Kiddush? That means at night, we know you make Kiddush with the whole bracha of Kiddush. It's a long bracha. What do you do by day? Rav Yehuda, Boyer Priya Gafen. All you say is, Boyer Priya Gafen. That's the whole Kiddush. And what's the significance of this Kiddush? The Rashbam explains that usually when you eat a Suda, you eat the Suda, and then if you want to take a drink, make a Boyer Priya Gafen. Here, you have to do before the Suda, Boyer Priya Gafen. That's Nikr, it's Kavod Shabbos, and that's the Chalois of Kiddush of Badei. So the whole Kiddush is just the Boyer Priya Gafen. I can ask me, but I always drink a no Suda. Tarit says, before the Suda, that shows I'm doing the Kavod Shabbos. And the Morgans of Maisa, the Rav Ashi didn't know exactly what the minig was about Kiddush by day in that city. Rav Ashi iklul mechuzah. Rav Ashi came to mechuzah. Amru loy, they were mechaberim, but lekadosh lomar, make Kiddush, lekadosh lomar, kedusha rabba, make Kiddush rabba for us. Now, why is it called kedusha rabba? Agav. So the Rashbam says that the reason why day Kiddush called kedusha rabba is because you make a bayir pri gofen. A bayir pri gofen, every single Kiddush has bayir pri gofen. Therefore, this is the main Kiddush, kedusha rabba, main Kiddush. But in the Mr. Brewer brings down from a different shot why it's called Kedusha Rabbah. He says more, it's like a lashon of Sagi Noha, really. It's not really a lashon, it's really not such a big Kiddush. The lashon of Mr. Brewer is that V'nikra B'lashon Zeh Shu K'may Shekair in Sagi Noha. Kedusha Zeh Kiddush in a cloud deraisa. Rakshna Kedula Kavet Shabbat Sechmu Akra Kizim Maro. We're saying it's a big Kiddush, but really it's not such a big Kiddush because it's really under Rabbanon. We just give it like a Kavet Dig name. So it's really a lashon of Sagi Noha. It's really a small Kiddush. Akapanim, they asked him to make Kiddush. So he wasn't sure what to do. Havu lo yim lekais. Sova, my new Kiddush Rabba. I'm not sure how to make Kiddush Rabba. Do I make the whole Kiddush or just Bar Brig Offen? Oma, mechdi, kol brachas kulon Bar Brig Offen, Amar Breisha. We know all brachas alakais. They first start with a Bar Brig Offen. Like we said, besides the benching, we spoke on a Rosh the other day. But Akapanim, all brachas that you make on a kais, you start with Bar Brig Offen. So Amar Bar Brig Offen, va'agid bay, and he looked up. He made Bar Brig Offen, and he peeked up. Chazil Hu Saba, he saw an older person, the Gochim Vashasi, he started already drinking his schnapps already. Kari Anavshei, Achokam Eina Baraisha, he said, look, you look out, you know, he wasn't sure what to do, he's going to make Rebbe Goffin, make continue Kiddush. He finished Rebbe Goffin, that old man right away chapped his Lekach and Broif, and then he was like, you know, he knew already, oh, that's end of Kiddush. Achokam Eina Baraisha. So a few shtels in this Gemara, that's the Kiddush Rabbi is make Rebbe Goffin. So first of all, Tosis asks that Lechairon, the Zalacha and Brachas, ain't a Masubim Rishon Litam, Achitam Avavarach. And told him, Avarach drinks, you're not supposed to drink. So, how is this old man? He's a Choshvid. How did he drink first? So, Taisus answers, and it's brought down Malacha this, that if everyone has a Kais in front of them, a Shir, a Kais in front of them, and what the guy makes Kiddush, then everyone let him drink. It's only when no one has any drink, and you have to drink from the Mavarach, no one should drink until he drinks first. That's the Halacha that Taisus says, and that's where he passed the Halacha. That's one thing. Another halacha is that we learned yesterday that you're not allowed to drink or eat before Havdalah. And it says water is allowed. The Rashbam spoke out there that is only by Havdalah. But by Kiddush, you're not even allowed to drink water before Kiddush. So the Shaila, and that's what we pass in also, even by Kiddush by Yom. Not only Kiddush by night, which is the rice, even Kiddush by Yom. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. He says like this. The Gamzei Kiddush Shachshi Makom Suda. First of all, Kiddush by day has Makom Suda, even though it's only the Rabbanim. Vishla Yitoim Koydim LeKlum Koydish Laila. You can't taste anything and anything before Kiddush Laila. Umiu Listus Mayim Babayka Koydim Tfila Mutter. Before davening, you didn't make Kiddush yet. Then you let a drink. Mishadayin LeChalav Chayvus Kiddush. Because no Chayvus Kiddush. Why not? Because since you can't eat yet, because you have to daven, so there's no Chayvus Kiddush. So, and drinking is not a problem for davening, because it's not gaiva. So therefore, there's no chivas kiddush, and therefore you could drink water or coffee, you could drink before davening. But once it's a chivas kiddush, you can't even drink water. So first of all, there's an interesting bi'a locha no one knows about. The bi'a locha says that, if you're allowed to eat before tefillah, then you're chayiv and kiddush. Because the whole reason you're not chayiv and kiddush is because you're not allowed to eat. But let's say you're a chayla and you're allowed to eat. Zokta, Mr. Brewer, you have to make Kiddush. I'll read it to you. It's not believable. Go tell us to the Hasidim. I don't know if Mr. Brewer didn't have it. But you have to, if you want to eat before davening, you have to make Kiddush. So you should ask Mr. Brewer. That's one thing. Another halacha is that for ladies. So ladies, now they eat before Kiddush, or you drink before Kiddush. So what do ladies do? So Bishlama, if they're drinking before they daven, the ladies, and before you daven, so then there's no chi of Kiddush whatsoever. But, what? Not up yet. You know, Shaila is like this. Let's say they daven the brachas, and ladies could eat after brachas, could they eat without Kiddush? So Rav Moshe has a Kiddush that if the husband didn't daven yet, that since he's not chayav kiddush yet, they're not chayav kiddush either, because she is meshuvah to him, and therefore they're not mechuyav kiddush. But he says that single girls do have to make kiddush. So b'etzem halacha, ikar halacha is a single girl wakes in the morning and wants to eat the ganze breakfast, she should make kiddush. And by a married lady, it depends what time she wakes up. If she wakes up after her husband's home from shul, she definitely also should not eat before kiddush, even though she didn't daven yet. They make kiddush. Ladies make kiddush. My daughter makes kiddush. Always before, yes. That's the halacha. I'm just telling you the halacha. Amri, zot the gemara vayta. I think we covered a lot of the halachas. Let's go a little vayta in the sugya from Kiddush and Kiddush b'yoyim and eating and havdalah. Amri b'nei b'rebichia mishloi hivdil b'matzah Shabbos. Someone forgot to make havdalah b'matzah Shabbos. Mavdil v'hoylech b'chol ha-Shabbos kula. Mavdil v'hoylech b'chol ha-Shabbos kula. You let him make havdalah the rest of the week. And till when? Bad kama. The whole week? You make it next Friday. Bad kama. Rav Zera ad revi b'Shabbos. Rav Zera shoot this until Wednesday, which means till Tuesday night, Shkia, they can make havdalah. Ki ha, there's a ma'isi. Ki ha, the Yosef Rav Zera kamei de Rav Asi. V'amr lo Rav Asi kamei de Rav Yechon. V'yosef ha-kamar. L'inyin gittin, he said over, that regarding gittin, which means, if someone makes a tanai, that hareza gitech, amnas, you should give me 200 zuz, after Shabbos, or give me 200 zuz before Shabbos. What does after Shabbos mean? What does before Shabbos mean? Lein gitta chodah b'Shabbosa trei b'tlosa means Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, b'asa Shabbos. That's called after Shabbos. Arba v'chamish malayoyma kamish Shabbos. That's called before Shabbos. So halacha is that you can make havdalah the whole week as long as it's called right after Shabbos, which means until Tuesday evening. Omer Rav Yaakov Aidi avaloy al or. When you make havdalah late, you don't make havdalah on Bairi Mari Aish. Why not? Zokter Ashbam. Im Leibirich ala Ner Bairi Mari Aish, but Shabbos Shuvin Mavarach, Kach nearly Tamadava, could the time Makush Nogun earlier in the Mesechta, Im Mavarach Mel Lelon Shabbos, Hel Tchilas Briosi, the light, fire was created in Mat Shabbos. That's the only Mat Shabbos. You make Avdallah on Sunday, you don't use the Ar. Now, it's not saying anything about Bazam. But we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, in Reish HaTest, you don't make Bazam either. Shachav Lehivl Mat Shabbos, Mavdat Soif Yom Shlishi. And he says, "Aval al aner ubesomim einem mevarach ella b'matzah Shabbos. Aner and besomim, you don't make a bracha only on matzah Shabbos. So you see, klar, you don't make besomim. And the vart is because besomim is a kol shekain. Besomim is for the is for the shami yaseira, and therefore it's pashut. You don't make besomim either. So halach is so makes it all after on Sunday. There's no ner ubesomim. It's glad that you don't say the pasuk of sukkim of hinei kel yisuasi either. All you make is bari priyagafen and amavdim and kardesh l'chol."